accusing Uganda of helping the FCC rebels. That is the biggest rubbish and wogohosh that I have heard. And that report, if that is what is intended to accuse the government of Uganda, it should be treated with the biggest disrespect one can find. There is no way the government of Uganda, this government of Uganda, can involve itself in any way or manner in propagating or encouraging violence in this region, the Great Lakes region, or for anywhere for that matter. To the contrary, this government is known for going out of its way and sacrificing its little resources in millions of dollars, sacrificing its human resources to bring peace and tranquility in the Great Lakes and the whole of Africa.
How would you describe Uganda's relationship with DRC? Because the government in Kinshasa seems to agree with this panel's report.
Our relationship with the DRC government is very cordial, very warm. Suffice to say that it is this kind of reporting that is used by our enemies and enemies of the region to bring division and mischief amongst us. In the absence of such a report, you will not have any sort of tension or misunderstanding amongst our people. But this is the long-term agenda of some of the international players who do not want to see peace in this region, who benefit from the conflict in this region. These actors have been around for long, and they have never wanted peace in the Congo, and they have found they use all kinds of mechanisms, including the so-called UN specialist report to bring a mischief amongst good neighbors and good friends.
And lastly, Mr. Minister, how do you act to the assertion by some that it's Congo's mineral wealth that is
These are not new assertions. These assertions by the so-called UN specialists have been around for so long. They keep renewing it, reframing it, recreating it, and remanufacturing it and republishing it. You go back to the history. It's not the first time they've done this. Just at a time when things seem to be going to normality, just at a time when things seem to be going well, then what do? They throw in such a report in order to bring confusion and disruption in this region. And they benefit from it because the DRC has never had peace since these actors killed the leadership like Patrice Lumumba and then intervened in the DRC from its time of independence. The same actors are today continuing to create such mischief so that DRC never gets peace and this region is always in conflict just because of the enormous mineral resources and opportunities that are here that they don't have access to and don't wish to have access to.